Again, they called is our vowel consecutive with the verb kara, Q-A-R-A. Again, as the third masculine plural. Callan perfect. To Rebecca, preposition lam would fall with the proper noun, proper name. Said to her, vowel consecutive, denoting then the word spoken. Callan perfect, third masculine plural, amar. Followed with the preposition el, E-L, to her, third feminine singular suffix. Will you go? You had the interrogative particle ha, H-A, followed with the verb to walk or go, cal, imperfect, second feminine singular, halak, H-A-L-A-K. With this man, preposition M, I am, followed with our noun for man with the definite article, ish, I-S-H, common masculine singular absolute. Then you have the definite article with the adjective masculine singular, ze, Z-E-H, literally with the man, this one. Her response, not what they wanted to hear. Wow, consecutive, cal perfect, third feminine singer, amar. I will go, walk, cal perfect, first common singer, halak. Verse 59. Thus they sent away their sister Rebecca and her nurse with Abraham's servant and his men. Wow, consecutive, to send away is the peel and perfect, again, third masculine plural verb, shalak, S-H-A-L. A-C-H. Sign of direct object. Noun, name, Rebecca. Their sister, obviously, looking at simply a relative, like when calling another person a brother in the family, doesn't mean it's necessarily their brother. But it does put emphasis on the brother speaking, if you will, Laban. Sister is a common feminine singular construct, third masculine plural noun, akoth, A-C-H-O-T-H. And her nurse, vowel conjunction, sign of direct object. In our verb here, our word for nurse is a verb, actually, hifil, participle, feminine singular, constructive, third feminine singular, suffix, yanach, Y-A-N-A-Q, literally means to suck, suckle, cause to suckle, hence a nurse, a nanny, if you will. And the servant of Abraham, vowel conjunction, sign of direct object, or noun for servant, again, Eved, E-B-E-D, common masculine singular construct, Abraham, and his men, vowel conjunction, sign direct object, or noun, ish, with the third masculine singular suffix, ish. Verse 60, and they blessed Rebekah and said to her, may you, our sister, become thousands of ten thousands. Little do they know. Vowel consecutive, our verb to bless is the PL, imperfect, third masculine plural, barak, B-A-R-A-K. Sign of direct object, Rebecca, and said to her, typical construction, wow, with the verb amar, preposition, lamed here, with the third feminine singular suffix in her direction is the idea. Our sister is a common feminine singular construct with the first common plural suffix, again, a koth, A-C-H-O-T-H. You yourself, emphatic, in regard to her person, the pronoun, second feminine singular, ate, A-T-T-E. Literally become thousands of ten thousands. Cal imperfect, third perfect feminine singer, our verb hayah, H-A-Y-A-H. Follow the preposition lamed. Then our adjective for thousands is a masculine plural construct, eleph, E-L-E-P-H. Follow with a noun, common feminine singer, absolute. 10,000 is Reba, R-E-B-B-A-H, Reba. And may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them or your enemies, their enemies. Wow, conjunction. Then our verb to possess is a cow and perfect third matching singer. Here is Joseph Yarash, Y-A-R-A-S-H. May they take possession of or occupy, if you will. Your descendants is literally our word. Seeds is a common masculine singer, noun constructed, second feminine singer suffix, Zera, Z-E-R-A, her offspring, descendants. Sign of direct object, then our noun for gate, common masculine singer construct, Sha'ar, S-H-A-A-R. Who hate them is your cow participle, masculine plural construct, but the third masculine singer suffix, sana, S-A-N-A. The ones hating them, hence their enemies. And verse 61. Then Rebekah arose with her maids, and they mounted the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Well, consecutive, arose is our cow verb, imperfect third feminine singer, kum, Q-U-M, to arise. Rebekah, wow, conjunction, and her maids, are noun for maids, common feminine plural construct with third feminine singer suffix, her maids, not ara, N-A-A-R-A-H, her young maids, young females, probably close to her age. And they mounted the camels, wow, consecutive. Our verb to mount is cow and perfect third feminine plural, rakav, R-A-K-A-B. Upon the camels, preposition all, A-L, followed our noun, gamal, G-A-M-A-L, for camels, common masculine plural absolute. And they went, or walked, literal halak, cow and perfect third feminine plural, H-A-L-A-K. Our word followed is after, literally, the man. Follow the man. You have the adverb akare, A-C-H-A-R-E-Y, ha-ish, definite article, noun for man, I-S-H. And he took, while consecutive, our verb lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H, cow and perfect third masculine singer. Definite article, the serpent, Aved, E-B-E-D, common masculine singer noun. Signed direct object, who he took as Rebekah, and they departed. While consecutive, in our verb halak, repeated, cow, imperfect third masculine singer, as a unit in that regards. All right? Get going a little bit on these verses. Rereading here these verses 54 through 61. Then he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent the night. When they arose in the morning, he said, send me away to my masters. Verse 55. But her brother and her mother said, let the girl stay with us some days. Say 10. At least 10. Afterwards, she may go. Verse 56. And he said to them, do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. Verse 57, and they said, we will call the girl and consult her wishes. 58, then they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with the man, this one? And she said, I will go. 59, thus they sent away their sister Rebekah and her nurse with Abraham's servant and his men. verse 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, our sister, become thousands of ten thousands. And may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. In verse 61, then Rebekah arose with her maids. They mounted the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now says verse 54 through 61, 1. Enjoying success and gaining approval for Rebekah's betrothal to Isaac, the servant and the men with him ate and drank and spent the night. As we saw in the scenario, he sat down to dinner. They set the food before him, but before he ate, he said, first we're taking care of business. And this shows his commitment to his priorities. It also reflects the fact that he's in the company of individuals that he's not 100% certain how they're going to react in regards to everything he's going to tell them. These are not close friends, close associates. They're believers, but by all indication, they're reversionistic believers with the exception. And not until everything is settled, the story's been told, the ball's put in their court, and they agree to send her off, is then does a servant say, all right, kick back and relax. Let's eat, drink, and get some good sleep. So, two, at least for the time being, as brief as it is, any potential conflict that might have stemmed from rejecting his request has been avoided. Again, bringing out all the particulars in the response, there was potential for conflict if Bethuel had not ruled the moment, overruling Laban and any additional confrontation as to questioning the veracity of all that he has spoken to them for whatever ulterior reasons. So three, agreement in doctrine, which that agreement in doctrine is personified in their acceptance of what he said by faith. Again, they had to focus in on his prayer and the fact that this is divine providence, this is God's will. See, and they had to focus in on a prayer that was not verbally witnessed by anyone, it was to himself. So their acceptance of what he said personifies them accepting the truth of his words by faith. So you have here, no matter whatever the motive might be in regards to all parties, and an agreement in the doctrinal veracity and proclamation in regards to God is choosing Rebekah to be Isaac's wife. So agreement in doctrine between the parties has provided an environment now for fellowship, good food, drink, and a good night's sleep. So for the time being and for the moment, as he is in a household of strangers, albeit closely related to his master and Isaac in this regard. They still are religious reversionists, but there is a moment of orientation and harmony based on the fact that, okay, we believe. Yes, take Rebekah and make him your master's son's wife. So for with the momentum of fulfilling his obligations before Yahweh and Abraham in his favor, then the servant takes advantage to bring his mission to end. And first thing upon arising in the morning was insisting upon immediate departure. All right. So the scenario winds down. The approval has been made. Momentum's in his favor. He got the agreement. They said yes. This guy, again, the sermon is phenomenal. This guy doesn't waste any time. We got to get the hell out of Dodge now. 5, the imperatival clause, send me away to my master, Shalak Lamed Adon. Amidst the usual please or now, or particle na that you usually see. Making clear he will not be delayed. In other words, send me away to my master was a demand more than a request. But obviously, it's done in a way not to necessarily ruffle any feathers otherwise. 6, while there was a moment of, quote, like-mindedness, end quote, between Rebecca's family and the servant, there is no cause to establish an ongoing relationship. So they agreed in one thing, one aspect of doctrine. Is this grounds now to get really chummy with them? See, get really close with them. Well, while you have a moment of like-mindedness, that is not grounds for an ongoing relationship, hanging out, and delaying his responsibilities otherwise. In that respect, 7, they remain religious reversionists. We know they are. Jacob has idols in his possession. Laban has idols in his possession when Jacob takes off later on in the scenario. Now, whether or not they were in the house at this point in time, that's a possibility. Maybe the servant saw those. There's a red flag. But either way, and then again, maybe not. Maybe the father wouldn't allow it while he was around. And, that's the way it is. Sometimes people under the constraint of certain authorities will keep their SCA issues and human viewpoint issues at bay, otherwise more or less in the closet, so to speak. But once the authority is removed, then you get a clear picture. It comes out, see. But either way, we recognize that he is a religious reversionist. And while there may be one agreement of doctrine here, a momentary agreement and like-mindedness in regards to what they believe the servant has said to them, doesn't mean that now all of a sudden they're adjusted and that they're candidates for him to establish a long-lasting friendship type of relationship with. So, 7, they remain religious reversionists. And with business now out of the way, spiritual and authoritative obligations remain priority to the servant. Just because people may say, well, yeah, I believe that, or I believe that. A few aspects, and maybe sometimes even several aspects of doctrine, doesn't mean that you're really like-minded across the board. A high priority is put on sound doctrine across the board. We're not in this in regards to some people can believe some things and some people can believe other things and everybody's all right. That's not our approach to doctrine. That is, I'm quitting the ministry and I'm out of here myself personally. I'm on a path that's seeking the truth of doctrine purely, undistorted, sound across the board. See? That's why I got on doctrine. That's why I stayed with it. That's why I'm staying with it. I believe God's hooked us into this. Too often people compromise quickly, too quickly, in regard to, well, they're all right. No, they're not. I've had the arguments thrown at me. Well, we don't really disagree in that many things. Well, I don't care. We could be like-minded across the board, but if you disagree, like, rebound, one thing. I'm not going to fellowship with you. Why would I? There is no true fellowship if you don't believe in rebound. See, one doctrine. So, people think what they want to think. Understand that we are here seeking the entire counsel, the epinosis, the full knowledge, not just parts. And our like-mindedness comes from those who are on the same page in pursuit that we are, in that respect, and maintaining that level. This family, again, apart from the exception, that we see momentarily, even though Laban's under the father's thumb by all appearances in this regard. But with Rebekah being the exception, this family remains to be religious reversionists. So for the servant, there's no reason to be hanging out with them and passing his time. He has spiritual priorities in front of him, obligations that he must see through, not until he gets back and gets her into the hands of her potential husband is his commission and his mission fulfilled. See? So he moves on, and the first thing, as soon as he gets up the next morning, tells him, we're out of here. Now. Eight is abrupt statement for leaving. Fits our analysis of verses 49 to 53. That even though Laban and his father agreed to the deal, there remained an air of discontent. He could still read it in the house. Nine, the discernment of the servant determined that the quicker they were on the road back to Canaan and away from negative influence, the better for all concerned. And that is the way it generally is. You have a bad influence around you. What's the doctrine? Bad company does corrupts good morals. You don't bring people up. And as long as Rebecca's in that environment, she's always at risk. See? And his discernment is completely and totally legitimized almost instantaneously. No, wait. Don't leave. See? All right, well, it's time for our Sunday to observe the Lord's table. So we'll pick this up Tuesday evening, and we'll let everybody get into their place.